It's cozy this time.
Yeah, Christmas.
I'm close. We're close. My foot touched hers under the blankets.
Hi, Bree.
Hi, Greta.
We're back.
Much sooner than before.
Uh-huh. Only 1 month between episodes this time.
Reasonable.
Yeah, it was November.
She was the first one that moved away.
Oh. I was like, no, I live in my house.
No, I live here.
I own my house.
Nope.
Physically.
Mm-hmm. 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 I put on that lip balm.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to be doing that the whole time.
Do I have anything in my teeth?
No.
Okay. You're good too. I had seasoned chicken, like rotisserie chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know.
I've been eating... Hi.
Welcome back.
I've been eating Caesar salad a lot.
Oh,
like, I got
your...
a kit.
Ah.
So good. And I got Brianna's Caesar dressing. It's delicious.
Never heard of it.
Spelled exactly the same as my name. And all their dressing's really good.
Ooh.
I was about to say, like, I don't really know of any other ways to spell your name, and then I thought about it.
There's a lot.
There's a lot.
Some of them are ridiculous.
Yes.
But it's fine.
I get two. There's two ways to spell my name.
Two T's?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's not even... That doesn't count. Back, we're here. I texted Bree earlier today. I said, I'm on one. She said, I think I'm just going to let you talk.
Yeah, I was just going to say what's been going on.
Not much. Honestly...
I'm on one. Says nothing.
Has nothing to contribute.
Oh.
I don't know what she's doing. So, what I've been doing, I have been reading the Throne of Glass series again. I finished the first one on the plane home from California. And then
wow.
Didn't touch it again till
last month?
2 weeks ago?
Alright. That's how I was with the first one, though.
Yeah.
It took me a long time to read the first one.
Like this. Well,
I can put
it I'm gonna hold them on. But look, right there.
This is what I wanted to show you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do it here and now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still talking. At the end of, like, each chapter,
mm-hmm.
don't read, but I put, and then the next book, the next chapter you go to.
Nice.
That's what was a pain in the ass for them.
Yeah, because I've been doing, they're so pretty. I've been doing audiobooks, but I still purchase the physical copies because I need them.
They're
I need them on my bookshelf.
Thieves.
Yeah. I need them on my bookshelf despite listening because
mm-hmm.
I just, that makes me feel,
it's
oh, I
reward.
Own it. It's mine. Yeah, it's like a reward.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And.
It sounds like you had a mouthful. It's fine.
So I'm on the third one because I followed your lead
mm-hmm.
on the order to read. The third one, as in the novella, the collection of novellas, Assassin's Blade.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. So, like, I did, like,
this is the third book you're reading, and you're in the third story of that book.
Sorry, yeah. So, like, Bree recommended Throne of Glass, Crown of Midnight, Assassin's Blade. I know that there's controversy over how
yeah.
to read. The order
I think
of which
the big
read.
Ones are that one, reading it first,
mm-hmm.
or reading it after Heir of Fire, which you'll read next.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I stay strong reading it third, honestly.
So far, having... not read the next book, the Heir of Fire, yet. I think that the way that this falls into the storyline is so good.
Yeah, I think it's a nice break from the
mm-hmm.
main plot because, like, I feel like when you end Crown of Midnight, you know, like, it's a
you're
big
shifting.
Transition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a you're transitioning at that point to something else. And I think this is, like, a good... How do I...
Like, palate cleanser?
Yeah, but it also... It makes a lot of what you just read make sense.
Yeah.
And, like, I love that.
Yeah.
I love making all of the connections. And so that's pretty much all my text messages to Bree anymore is we'll have a conversation and all of a sudden I just start texting in all caps because it's, something's happening. I'm like, oh my god, blah, 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 this, this happened in this book, and now it's happening in this, that type of thing. It's really great.
And then I just send the this emoji.
Yeah.
And
you know. You know the one.
And I send it. I know you know exactly what I mean when I send that. I'm just like,
I told Austin, I was like, this is all she's saying. And it was just her reacting with that to my text messages and then just sending the emoji only. So it's really fun.
And he's like, what does that mean?
He's like, what? I was like,
you said, no, I get it.
I get fine, it. This but is I'm angry about it.
This is clear and concise. There's could no not be lines in between. This is it.
This could not be any more clear.
It's so funny.
And so we been reading that and like collecting. Well, I mean, because it's taken me a while.
It took me. Did I say like 6 months to read all the books? I think it.
Yeah, it took you a while.
I think at least 6 months it took me to read all the books because I started reading Throne of Glass. When I probably shouldn't have started it. Like, I was a little stuck. Yeah. I was kind of bored. So then I was like, oh, this is kind of trash. But it's not trash. It's mm-hmm. just
I think it was the time.
First story.
Yeah, I think it was the because it took me several chapters to be like, okay, I'm in it. And a yeah. plane ride where I had nothing else right. to do to be like, okay, I'm going
to
sit.
Because you have to focus on it. You it can't be one focus. Of the books you're like, oh, I wasn't actually paying attention to that, but I'm going to keep reading.
Yeah, no.
You have to pay attention.
That's why the audiobooks are sometimes hard because I want to listen to them all the time.
Yeah.
But then I catch myself like, I just missed everything that was just yeah. said. So then I have to go and like listen to it again. And that's why audiobooks are hard, but I feel like I'm being more productive with mm-hmm. an audiobook because I can do that while I'm, like, doing the dishes, folding laundry. It's very hard to do when I'm doing anything that involves, like,
work,
communicating.
Typing,
yeah, because
talking,
I,
yeah.
Like, if I have to text you, have
Selena,
to pause it.
And then you're like, no.
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 Or, like, I'm here in my ears what I'm saying. I'm like,
yeah.
What?
You're like, I'm
this is
all
wrong.
Sort of lost.
But no, I mean, that's quite literally for the last 2 weeks, because I finished it in, like, 3 days, Crown of Midnight, because I just listened yeah. to it nonstop. So then I started Assassin's Blade, but I'm having a harder time, because I work, I can't mm-hmm. listen to it at work as much, and work's just very busy,
mm-hmm.
end of the year. So that is going to be continuously what I'm doing until what comes out in January?
Fourth Wing, Onyx Storm. I couldn't think of the name. I'm so excited.
Sorry, am I jumping?
No, you're fine. I jumped.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. I just saw the books and I had to go. But mm-hmm. real quick, going back to Throne of Glass. You're good.
Yes.
Throne of Glass and stuff. It's funny because my sister was the one that got me into it.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you need to read ACOTAR.
Mm-hmm.
So I started it, and then she's like, I could see like on her Goodreads and stuff where she was always a series ahead, so now she's on the last book available of Crescent City.
Oh, that series frightens me.
You're going to love it. It's so weird how different her books are though, because like I was telling you, like ACOTAR is like home.
Yeah.
Where Throne of Glass is more like life and like will destroy you and pick you back up and like especially with everything going on in the world right now.
Ugh.
It's just, like, heart-wrenching and beautiful, and yeah. I love it so much, and I don't think I'll love a series more.
That's big for Brie.
And then Crescent City, don't get me wrong, Manacled is still my favorite book.
Oh, yeah, that's different. That's yeah. just a single book.
Yeah.
This is a series.
But then Crescent City is so different, but it's still, like, her writing, mm-hmm. and it's still so good, and it's still, like, fantasy, but it's just so much happens in it that it's to me, I don't feel as, like, connected to those characters.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's because I just have done the audiobooks and maybe. I've gotten through them pretty fast or what, but they're not as, like, deep to me.
Got it.
Like, I get where they can be. They kind of have, like, the same vibe and, like, basis of, like a lesson
Understood.
As the other books.
Yeah.
But it's just so different, and they're bigger books.
Yeah.
And there's just so much, because it's modern.
Mm-hmm.
So you learn about histories and stuff like that. So you're mm-hmm. like, whoa.
Wait. You're learning almost like many worlds at yeah. one time.
But I'm excited for you to get through that one. But my sister is on the last book of that one. So she's like, I'm like sending all my theories. And she's like, well, I'm reading the next one. So
I can't.
But she's the only one I can send, like, the Throne of Glass videos to. So I'm sending her those. I'm still sending you and Justine ACOTAR videos that I find, stuff like that. But it's really fun, like, the whole series.
I love all of them. I love her books. This whole universe.
Yeah.
I've seen, and I think I told you this, like, the like, the topic of spoilers. Right?
I think I spoiled myself on Crescent City.
Well,
I know now that I spoiled myself.
Well, I spoiled myself with Throne of Glass. I didn't know how I spoiled myself, but I knew I did.
I knew of the existence, but I didn't know the connection.
I, see, I knew that...
Greta's done
with
this series, we are definitely going to do just
a whole spoiler debrief. Yeah.
Throne of Glass, ACOTAR, possibly Crescent City, depending just on what time.
Whole episode.
Just spoilers where we can just freely talk.
Because this sucks. At one point when earlier in this, we just started.
We just got here.
But it was earlier. Okay. I felt like I was, my knees were like, no.
I know, I feel like we're very...
I'm like, there may have been a point where they saw like nothing. Nothing from here. They might just have saw just here been up. Like that, actually.
We need like a table. We need to sit across from each other and face each other and have cameras facing. Because we never.
This never works. This,
it's fine.
You? Never.
You're not here.
What are we doing?
We're just talking.
We haven't. What should, okay. We were talking.
Okay.
We were texting Monday. And then
time. Just Monday!
Time passed. And I texted her a question. She didn't even respond to it. And all she said was, Monday? Question mark? Ew. Because it was Wednesday.
Because literally.
We went 24.
Why are my messages so big? Good thing it opened on yours. Don't do that again.
Yeah.
See, now we've been texting all day, so I can't find it.
Yeah, we finally texting again. We like sometimes we just kind of like go MIA for a little bit. That happens when we, it's like we know.
We didn't plan on it though. Yeah, it said Monday, literally.
Was it because I didn't know? You didn't text me back. No, I didn't text you back.
You didn't
text
me.
I'm sorry.
About my distraughtness.
She lost her
at 9 o'clock on Monday, and then Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. It wasn't even the morning.
It was more than it was over 48 hours.
That's crazy.
Who are we?
And it was about snow on Christmas, so
not
it's fine.
Friends that time.
I did. I responded first.
Oh, she did. I was being dramatic.
And then I said, "Ew, we didn't text at all yesterday." Fourth wing.
Fourth wing.
Go.
What about it? Oh.
Thirsty.
You talk
and
on part.
Hello, my video. Hello, my rectangle. You're acting like I had to perform.
I don't know what you're saying. Let me drink my water. My throat's dry.
I have such bad dry mouth.
Drink your water.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna die. I'll choke. The dentist told me to chew gum for my dry mouth. Specific gum, like Orbit.
Gum makes me so hungry.
That's an odd.
And I burp. I think gum just hates me because now that I'm thinking about it, also makes my mouth dry.
Chewing the wrong gum.
Probably, because the good kind's nasty.
I barely touched
it. I want Hubba Bubba.
I want the wheel.
No, I don't. Just take a bite out.
All right, no, you talk about
like, I eat spearmint gum. Mitchell put on Icy Hot earlier, and it smelled like the wintergreen lifesaver mints. Saber. Saber mints.
Sabre.
Sabre. We're wearing Christmas sweaters. Happy holidays. Fucking have some respect.
I'm not being inclusive.
Onyx Storm comes out in January.
January 21st is when it's going to get shipped.
I want to shift the subject again just a little bit, still on the same topic. Kind of.
Okay.
So it comes out after January 19th. As we all know.
Mm-hmm.
That's Inauguration Day. As we all know, last episode we told you guys to go vote because it was that long ago.
Yeah.
We're very sad.
Yep.
I don't want to get too much into it.
No, just... all of my workouts are rage fueled.
Yeah. There's been a lot of rage music. We're just kind of living day by day.
Mm-hmm. Existing.
And that's how it's going to be for the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, part of that change and...
Shift.
Is TikTok is most likely going to be banned.
Yes.
Which, in reality, is probably good for me, especially because I'm definitely have an addiction.
It's going to be good for...
My issue is how much access we have to the rest of the world via TikTok.
Yes.
Because where else are you going to... My Instagram's not like that.
No.
It's set... right now, it passed to be banned.
Yeah.
But what I found from a few articles is for users who already have the app, it means you can likely still use it. You probably won't be able to post, and you won't get any of the updates. You remember Flappy Bird?
Yeah, so it's just gonna die out eventually.
It's just gonna die out in America.
Yeah, somebody else is gonna make someone else like TikTok.
I'm hoping. So things like Fable.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they go to like a more social media aspect, because imagine BookTok on Fable like that. That would be so sick. Or even Instagram.
Instagram.
Where you have like the Explore tab and like Reels and stuff, but like it's more
curated.
It's more curated. It's more international.
Mm-hmm.
And set up in the same way that TikTok feeds you stuff, because, like, of course TikTok's not reliable, because, like, you build your own algorithm and stuff like that, just like any other social media platform, but at the same time, you get so many other worldly aspects that we don't get from our news.
No. Because we're
I don't get that
out.
On my Instagram.
No.
We're because shut out here. You follow who you follow, where TikTok, it has such a broad For You page.
Yeah.
To a certain extent, obviously, but like,
I mean,
there's things even happening in our country that I would never know about if it weren't for TikTok.
And it's like the joke online is that you'll eventually get it on Reels if you're active enough.
Right.
Months later.
Right.
It's behind. And so I'm hoping that like Meta, as much as
that just
you know, eat the rich, but
millions
like
millions of dollars to the inauguration. We're not gonna talk about it.
Mm-mm. Because then I'll have no social media.
I'm just not educated enough to have a deeper conversation.
No. And that's, I think, like, like, I definitely am going to keep my opinions.
Yeah.
But.
No, for sure.
But I am also very.
Still going
to
want
to
human rights.
Because guess what?
Basic human.
Listen, I don't know shit decency. About what's going on with the social media, but I do know as a woman. Scary times.
We'll drop our rage playlist.
I'm dropping our rage playlist below. No. Yeah, I have a feeling what I've been, like, telling myself is that another social media platform is going to come up. We're going to get it in beta versions. It's not going to be great, but it's going to eventually
like
lead
Vine
to
died out.
Yeah. Like, well, and it's like, I mean, like, TikTok was Musical.ly before it got bought and, like, remade into TikTok.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, I bet a Musical.ly situation will eventually come up. Or, like, Reels will get their freaking head in the game. Because
I know
that leads me to a point of follow us on socials where you may not now. Because while TikTok, for the longest
Instagram,
time, yeah,
mostly.
It had, TikTok had our biggest reach, you know. We're gonna have
and
we're
for
shifting
other reasons that we were warned about by a friend. We're not gonna post on TikTok anymore. But you can find our Instagram and
I'll probably
through YouTube, through TikTok.
Yeah, it's we'll you know, we always have it linked, and if you're watching on YouTube, it's down in the description.
Spotify,
it's in the description. It's either WNHI pod or just, you know, we're not handling it podcast.
It's
if
all
you
got
look
the same
up.
Picture too.
Yeah, it's find us there. We're gonna try to be a little bit more active, I think, and
you know.
We're just girls.
We're just girls. We're just girls in girlhood trying to girl right now, okay? We're just
trying to read.
We're just trying to read and color.
She's coloring.
I'm coloring.
I play games on my iPad.
I should do that.
We won't have TikTok for Onyx Storm to come out. Won't. So I'm really sad about that because of all the art that people do.
I know.
That's what I'm going to be so upset about, and all the theories. So I've been trying to follow like the AI art stuff even on Instagram as I see them come up on my TikTok. Yeah. So if I see them, I'll send those to you too.
Please do, because I will say I've catch myself on Instagram Reels, and they're getting pretty curated. It's very intense. You watch one video.
Yeah. Like that's very intense with Instagram.
Yeah. Reels is like you
watch someone get their nails done.
All nails.
Sick.
Yep.
So yeah, we're really excited for the next book. We're going to do.
Oh, she wrote them very. They came out very close together. I bet she wrote them very close.
Fourth Wing came out April 5th, 2023. Iron Flame came out October 31st, 2023. So it's been over a year. Since that book.
Mm-hmm.
So Onyx Storm, everyone's upset because she put them on a bookshelf behind her in a video and it was shorter, like the book is thinner. I'm like, that means nothing to me.
That means nothing to me.
Because it could be longer.
Yeah.
The words are just smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But like, even if it's shorter, it doesn't matter.
Mm-mm.
I'm sure there's another book.
She just said, hey, give me...
Isn't there two more books?
Yeah, she just said that she just needs to go on a hiatus to take a break.
Sick, you published two in a year, and then another one a year later.
Mm-hmm.
I am so scared where this one's going to end, though.
I can't.
And she's like, okay, I need a minute.
Because she announced it before that it hit a year of the release of Iron Flame. Because she announced it over the summer, late summer in the fall, that it was coming out September 19th or something. It was in September. Okay. So it was like a year. She announced like the cover before Iron Flame hit a year old.
Yeah.
But then obviously, you know, release dates later. But to keep on the Fourth Wing train here,
mm-hmm.
when the series, whenever that starts to come out. Series?
Oh, movie? The show.
Yeah. Sorry. Show. Series, right? They're not doing a movie.
I think it's a series, yeah.
I cannot wait.
On Amazon, I think.
We're camping out.
Sorry.
Hmm?
I'm also mad at Amazon.
Yeah. Why are you mad at Amazon?
I just had to spend $3 more to get Prime without ads.
That's so
I'm such a fucking sucker. I hate ads.
I already pay almost, $100 a year?
And Prime ads are so abrupt.
They're just loud.
They're just like, hello! I jumped.
I am here.
And it just doesn't make any sense.
I hate the Prime ads. Hate them.
So.
We're also mad at Prime. Be mad with us.
Yeah. But yeah, no, you're coming over.
Mm-hmm. We're going to essentially just camp out in here.
We're
going to have a
lot of food. We're gonna watch it. We have to avoid spoilers because if they don't release it all together, I'm not watching it until they're all out. I can't do that.
End it. Nope.
Yep. I can't do that. Nope. I need to watch it when the whole season's out.
Yeah.
Also, you know what should be out soon? Maxton Hall. I think it's gonna be out in the spring.
I'm not prepared. I need to rewatch it.
Why did he walk away?
Why did he walk away?
I think about it so
often.
Like she was there.
She would,
and it was fine.
Could just go.
Anyways, just fucking piss.
Hand knock. Why? Why not? Am I gonna come rewatch the first season?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have big plans for the spring. Big plans for the new year.
I don't know when the Fourth Wing series comes out. I don't know if she's gonna write. Filming. I don't know if they even have a cast yet. I think they're still writing it.
They're probably. Well, that's probably why half of her break is like, hey, want a show? Need to write it.
Yeah,
I need to help.
Hang on.
I hope. I bet you, I think I saw somewhere it's slated to like start production in 2025. So I'm hoping that we'll like get announcements in 2025.
I hope so.
But I could have made that up completely. Okay. That could have just.
It's backed in my head now.
Recess off my brain.
I won't remember this conversation happened. I'll just remember the information and go. Sounds about right. And that's why I can't talk about serious things with confidence unless I have the facts in front of me.
Because, like, if I heard it once, it's fact. It's fact. And
it's fact, but I go, maybe.
You can prove me wrong.
Yeah.
I am happy for you to tell me I'm wrong about things. Well, okay, wait. To a degree. I don't like being told I'm wrong.
Tell her she's wrong.
No, I prefer being right.
You can tell her she's wrong. I do it all the time. Even if she's not.
She does.
That's a psychological game. You just gaslight your friend constantly. Imagine. Are we every time friends? You say something, I just go, no.
Pavlov dog. This is like...
I ring a bell. Yeah. She's a roll. Yeah. I got the office.
Mint.
Dwight.
Dwight.
Oh my gosh. What were we talking about?
We keep going to the office today. It's because we
I had it on when you got here.
No, it's just subconscious.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so books.
So you're reading Throne of Glass. I'm reading ACOTAR right now. I'm on Wings and Ruin. What?
Weren't you reading Manacled again?
I've decided I'm just going to leave Manacled as an ongoing book in my life. And so when I want to pick it up, I'm going to just continue to read it where I was reading it. Mm. But this time I am reading it chronologically, so I'm reading the flashbacks first. Which is actually pretty sick.
I should try that next time. I need to get through so many series and books that I have on my...
Yeah, stop talking until you finish Throne of Glass.
Yes, ma'am.
I do want Justine to read Fourth Wing, though. I think she'll really like that now that she's in the fantasy
really
world.
I really like Fourth Wing. Mm-hmm. I think, because it's still fantasy, but, like...
It's sexy dragons.
Dragons.
Sexy dragons.
The shadows are you with dragons. I think I'm really starting to like dragons.
I hope no one understood what you said. I hope that makes no sense to anyone else. That was hilarious. I really sound like dragons.
Oh, it's so good. I see, and I loved those two books so much.
Yeah, Fourth Wing for me makes me want to read more about dragons.
It makes me that their world. The world building that Rebecca Yarros does with the Fourth Wing series.
I got her name.
It's so
I just live in SJM now.
Well, that's true.
God.
The world, in my opinion, it was so easy for me to, like, place myself in a bazzy-ass world war college versus...
She does really well.
Yeah.
With the... Yeah.
And I don't even think it's not that. It's, like, the way... I think it's just the world that it is, because it's, like, it's teetering modern, but it's still not modern. And it plays on this, like, all I picture is Hogwarts whenever I...
Yeah.
Like, I think there's, like, a...
I picture, like, an outdoor, more outdoor Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Like, they have their outdoor, like, bridges and shit, but, like...
Just
I picture you go down, like, a spiral staircase in a tower, and the windows are just open.
Yeah, it's just, like, massive stone gaping holes. Like, that, it's just essentially... But I think maybe that's why I just not, like, I picture myself as some war college student, but, like, it... Don't.
Can you imagine either of us on the parapet?
Oh, absolutely panicking.
I would slip immediately. I step... on it. It wouldn't even be raining. And I go, and I'd be done.
Bree broke her foot by stepping into a trampoline.
And I ran.
One step.
It was.
There's no parapet to be.
I'm aware of my lack of capabilities.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't make it. I just wouldn't. I would climb up the stairs to go to it, and I'd say, never mind.
Ankle
and leave.
Braces.
Anyways, let's shift. What else do we have to talk about?
We skipped over life updates if you have anything.
I'm reading Throne of Glass. Let's just do the cycle again.
No.
Throne of Glass.
Where are your glasses?
Oh, am I back? We've gone so long. She didn't notice.
Go.
I forgot. No. Go. I'm not going to put them on, Bree.
They hurt my nose. I don't want to put them on. They hurt my nose. I'm going to call the eye doctor to get them fixed on Monday. If you are saying you're not going to talk until I get my glasses, I will do this by myself.
I'm on a scene.
One man show. Life updates for Bree. She's a bitch. And she's going to go pick up her friend on Sunday from the airport.
Actually, my life update was that I've been clenching my teeth a lot. So now my teeth are sore.
I wouldn't have been able to guess that if
no?
I wanted to.
Nothing else that's happened?
I saw a Gilmore Girls edit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I sent it to you, but it was like a horror movie where Dean was like the villain or the murderer or the stalker or whatever.
Yep.
Sounds about right. It was my favorite edit because it's literally how I see their relationship. And like the end is like Rory saying, you invited Dean, and Lorelai being like, yeah, why? And it's like the scary music and then it's just Dean's face. And it's so funny.
Wait, I gotta see that sometime.
I don't know if I sent it to you, but I probably liked it. I'll find it.
I would have remembered that.
Well, it doesn't mean you watched it yet. It was today.
Oh, well, then probably not.
That was my life update. I wrote in here, it's a POV that I needed because I hate him.
I hate him. Oh. Yeah, it did take, like, my... to a certain point in the series, I was like, oh, this is... Okay, like Dean. Like, come on.
When they got back together, like, is you cheating? Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
And then the second time I watched, a lot of things were more clear.
Yeah. So. No, I hate Dean. Love Sam Winchester.
Love Sam Winchester.
Love Dean Winchester.
Oh, I love Dean Winchester. Man, I miss the Supernatural. My, like, the first time ever watching
Supernatural. I wish I was in the mood to rewatch it. I wasn't in the mood to rewatch it during spooky season, and I'm actually kind of upset about it. But, like, if I just watch it, then I'm not going to have a good time.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to pick up our friend on Sunday.
That's the other. That's the other. What'd you say?
From the airport.
From the airport!
It's a Pittsburgh airport. They have a cool piano there. Cheaper.
That makes sense.
They have a cool piano there that Silas likes to play when we go. I'm excited. He's excited. Mitchell's excited. Silas has been talking about him all week. It's been so funny. He goes, where's that guy? I'm like, what? He goes, Uncle Brandon. I was like, oh, we're going to get him. Like, he's not here yet. He's like, oh. And then he'll be like, is Uncle Brandon here? And I'll be like, we're going to get him.
No.
Have we gone to get him?
No. So I love funny. That. And I'm excited for your New Year's party.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. I don't know what we're going to do for food. I'm probably just going to be like, everyone bring
some,
like, potluck style, not really, like, snacky style. Maybe just be like, make a dish.
Absolutely.
You know, like chicken wing dip, something like that.
Cool. Sounds good to me. I was literally thinking I could make chicken wing dip. Oh,
Justine's not coming, so you have to.
Oh.
I know.
Justine. I was gonna tell you about how I burned the shit out of the roof of my mouth and my throat.
Our friend's moving and Greta burnt her mouth and throat.
Like, to the point, it still hurts. And I did it at like 11.
And what?
I made chicken wing dip today for... Yep,
yeah, that'll get you.
For Austin.
That'll get you.
So Austin had like a potluck lunch and he signed me up to make chicken wing dip. He forgot to... I told him like, hey, put the chicken wing dip... turn it on in the morning. Well, like, he said, like, oh, I could do it that way. I was like, yeah, it's perfect. I went to the gym, didn't think about it. He got up too. Neither of us didn't think about it. So I got back from the gym at 7:30. He was gonna leave for work an hour later. Mm-hmm. So he put it on there. Then we just put it on high. He goes, I should be back around 11. And I went to go check on it, but I had a meeting.
Mm.
All of a sudden, I was meeting ended. Forgot about it. I was like,
what is that?
It smells great. It smells really good, and but it smells a little like burnt. So I went to look, and like the edges were starting to like get
crisp.
Like, yeah. So I mixed it up, but I needed to taste it to make sure it like still tasted good. And in my brain,
The molten it wasn't gonna lava be hot on the outsides.
It wasn't gonna be hot
anything.
was gonna be hot. It hurt, like,
the whole way down.
And I think that's why my mouth keeps drying out. Because, like, my tongue, my throat.
Mm-hmm.
I felt so stupid. I just stood in shame in my kitchen for a minute. I was like, okay, well, that happened. Because I didn't just spit it out.
No, you don't. When do you ever actually spit something out that burned your mouth?
No, I should have.
Yeah. It was hot.
It was
burning.
Yes. It was literally bubbling. And I just
molten.
Went.
A giant spoonful.
I was like, what the hell did I just do? So, yeah. So, I'm going to, one, make sure it doesn't burn when I make the chicken wing dip.
Yeah.
Two, I'm not going to taste it when it's been on high for 3 hours.
What are good things you don't understand?
Traffic?
No, that's... I literally found out that traffic is literally just because people don't go.
Okay, well, just go.
Just go.
Just move.
Okay. Just drive. If there's an accident,
go.
That's the only excuse.
Or, like I understand if it slows down when there's, like, a merge, you know, from 2 to 1. Or you're
on an exit, yeah, and all the through traffic, mm-hmm, you can't get off the exit.
I understand that.
But when you're on a highway, an interstate, I don't know the difference.
I don't.
When you're on either thing I don't of those. Just go.
Just move. I will never understand it.
Just go.
Just move.
That's it.
Traffic. That's a big one. I don't understand how it works. And Wi-Fi. I don't get it. The internet.
Phone calls.
How?
This right here. You watching us?
How? This? How does this work?
When we FaceTime? Did you know that iPhone can record calls now? We talked about it because we tried to record a FaceTime.
We did.
That's sick.
That's wild.
That's not something I don't... Well, kind of, but...
No, I don't think I'll ever use it because it does notify, which I get it, privacy. Yeah, you have to notify.
I think legally,
you literally cannot record but somebody.
Maybe if you talk loud enough, they won't hear.
You just be
so anyways.
Recording in progress.
Ew.
That was so good. I hear it all the time.
That's awful.
Because I work,
GPS. I get there's a satellite in space.
But how does a satellite work? How does a satellite know where you are? How does it know where you are?
Maps. 100%. If you said, look at this map, I understand how other people use them. But how do you hand someone a map and they're lost?
Yeah.
They're lost. And they go, oh, I'm right here. No, you're not. What do you, like, maybe, but what do you mean?
How do you know?
How did you, you're lost.
You're lost and you get handed a map. How do you know where you are?
I found me.
How?
I need the little thing in the mall that says you are here. And our mall has 4 stores.
Barely.
Maps?
I don't understand maps. Like, I get if you know where you are and you need to get to another place.
Got it.
But if somebody hands you a... We're babies.
Map.
A paper map
that you have to then fold.
In that weird way.
In the same... Well, no, that's cartoons.
True. Yeah, that's right.
I was going to say pirates, but that's not even it. Theirs are just laid out or they're in a bottle.
They have that. I think telescope.
Mm-hmm.
Telescope.
Is it a telescope? Because I know the big one's a telescope. Is it the same if it's small?
It's not a binocular because it's just one.
A binocular?
Well, binoculars are because there's two. Binocular. Bye. I'm bi.
Me too.
Oh!
But you don't say binoculars?
Well, I was emphasizing the bi because I was trying to make the point that it's
me too. Credit cards.
We don't understand how credit cards work.
I don't. How does the machine
know that that's the account?
The money.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers and the line with the magnets.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Similar with, like, CDs and DVDs.
Yeah,
I understand that there's stuff on it, but, like...
It burns. You burn it.
I
get, like, vinyls have, like, the grooves.
I still don't even understand those.
I don't get how it works. I just know they have the grooves. Oh. You misunderstood. Have you seen them be made?
No, I don't wanna.
It's a glob. And they just stamp it. And I'm like, that makes less sense to me.
But, like, how do they know? How do they know what the stamp needs to be to make the music? And how... I don't understand it. I understand VHS tapes.
You see... It was a literal glob. Okay, sorry. They're squished down and then they're flat.
Okay, but like...
And then they do the grooves. Like, there's no grooves.
I just will... I will never understand. How does the needle work?
First, the lacquer cut.
How long is it?
7 minutes. We're watching.
There is one company in the world that makes the lacquers that we use. It's called MDC. They're in Japan.
There's one company in the world?
It hasn't fully hardened yet. The lathe is the machine that cuts the lacquer. It takes about 2.5 hours to cut a record.
That's crazy.
A single record?
The XS, called the hot chip, collects at the bottom. 300 to 400 lines per inch with small grooves back and forth and up and down, creating vibrations. There's 127 things that go wrong.
I get it.
Hold on. I don't.
Vibrations.
No.
Temperature, cat hair, greasy, chicken fingers. So you can't blow on it to clean it, which is why we have the mechanism.
Did you just say
we
chicken fingers?
We need to make sure the latch stays clean during the...
No.
Once we get the stamp back, we conduct testing.
I'm starting to understand.
How are they...
Every time they have to change the stamper, they go through a very stringent cleaning process. They clean the surface of the mold meticulously to make sure there's no...
I thought each song was a different...
Once we have the artist approval on the test pressing, we're good to go into production.
Each stamp is for each. Again,
a vinyl grade PVC or polyvinyl chloride. That we
vinyl. Like, each album has its own stamp.
The puck is very hot, around 300 degrees. When it's set into...
I understand why people like to collect records, because that just seems like a headache to just have. Like, dude, he said two and a half hours per record.
We'll link this. Thanks, anyone else
thanks
cares.
Wired.
Thanks, Wired.
Featuring Third Man Records.
Uh-oh. I feel like Vibrations is enough, because I have, like, a line of, like, needing to understand something where I'm like, oh, music, Vibrations, clicks for me, fine. No. Like, I'm content with that.
How did they know? How does it take... How did it take...
No.
How did...
No, I asked how vinyls were made.
I just don't understand how vinyls work. No. How did the,
I can't
how
do
did
that.
The stamp... How does the stamp... How does song come become stamped? I don't understand.
Because the etches make the vibration, like, lengths and levels. And music is just the vibrations.
I guess that does make sense. What else don't I understand?
This is the most confident I've been about anything.
Vibrations. This is now fact.
Vibrations.
I know music's vibrations. I guess I just didn't under... I couldn't... Couldn't compute it.
Jimmy said, oh my god.
Good night.
I got 4.5 hours of sleep last night.
Are you okay?
No, I'm so tired. It was my choice too. I went to bed late and I went up and got up and went to the gym. It was entirely my fault.
I wouldn't have been able to physically get my body out of bed.
No. Woke up 4:40. I hurt.
Yeah.
What else don't I understand? I was thinking about this the other day. I gotta be honest. Light bulbs.
Not a single fucking clue. No.
Batteries?
No.
I know that there is science behind it. I could...
No, I know that there's science behind everything I don't understand.
I just can't comprehend.
I understand that I won't ever know.
No. Yep.
Things like a doorknob, I understand you move the thing so it moves the thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you move it this way, the lock moves this way. I get it because of the mechanisms. When you plug something into an outlet... How does that make electricity?
All right, we're going to lock in. Welcome back. We're going to...
What?
We didn't
We've
go anywhere.
We've been here.
I've been here.
Aw. I was watching Smosh, and they were playing Resident Evil, and Spencer was like, we should watch all Resident Evil movies, all 8 Resident Evil movies together. And Amanda and Angela at the same time went, oh. He was like, oh. okay.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I take it back. Okay, so we're going to...
I'm nervous.
So there was an episode that we did where we did, like, a couple different word games, and it was just a lot of word games. Life update, word games. We're gonna do another word game. Do you want to start?
No. Yes.
So you're gonna tell... Wait. So
I'm going. I have a word. I'm gonna say a word.
You're gonna... Okay, so Bree's gonna say a word.
Can it be, like, two words, but, in, like, a thing?
Sure. We're making the rules. It's not...
Well, if I just said it without asking, you'd be like, yes, two words, and then we'd fight about that.
That's true. Yeah, that's okay. Fine. Bree's gonna say a word. I have to say the first thing that comes to my mind. We're gonna see how this goes.
Okay.
Okay.
Lint roller. See? Okay.
She's shaking her leg. I didn't expect that. Okay. I thought a word, but no.
Okay. Ready? Mallet.
Basketball. What's happening? I can't think of anything.
It's like shuts you down. Okay. You go.
Lamp.
Rapper.
Okay, you said
okay,
a word.
Okay.
You said
okay.
A word.
I see a rapper. So it wasn't, I zoned out and then I said rapper. It wasn't. Okay.
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 Squirrel.
What? Wait, I thought it was my nose. No, stop it. You gotta lock in.
I can't. Okay. Hold on. Hold on.
Okay. Ready? Tag.
Yes.
You panic. Yes.
I'm trying.
Yes.
I'm trying so hard. There's like split second. Nothing's happening.
No, nothing happened.
Okay.
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 Are you saying
a word?
No,
you're saying a word.
Okay. Blanket.
So, hear me out. In my head, I said sheet.
Okay.
But it didn't come out.
Nothing happened.
No, it's the disc
black.
It's just supposed to be like this.
Are people able to do this?
Good one of these.
Are people able?
I was like, this is crazy.
Like word association? Like you can't.
All right, are ready? I'm gonna say a word.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Circle.
Red.
Okay.
I saw red.
Red circle. Okay.
I saw red.
I know. It's like you're trying not to think of a word.
Door.
Pool.
Okay. No.
It's a word.
It's there. It's a word.
There's no actual association. We're just focusing on word.
Progress.
No. Shut up. Oh. My turn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking around. I shouldn't
Me
look
too.
Around.
I can't.
Noodle.
Yes.
Why? Red is a people pleaser. That's what her psychological test has shown me. She just says, okay.
I just... Yes. Why?
What? Noodle. Uh-huh.
Sure. Please.
Love one.
That'd be great. I am finished. I can't breathe. Okay, Brie. You ready?
No. Okay.
Sock.
I said no.
Brie hates everybody. Brie's a bitch.
No, I don't want to do the one where we try and guess the same word.
I want to do the one where we try and guess the same word.
I like it. I just remember Antarctica.
But and like
penguins.
We're like on it
right
we're
now.
We're not.
Well, we're on. You said yes.
I mean, we're on the same plane. We're on the same level.
In what way? Do you think right now we're like fucking in it? Because we're not.
I don't know.
Feels good. Just want to try.
Okay.
So, 1, 2, 3, we'll say a word. I keep hitting the mic. Okay?
Okay, and we'll say a word, and then try to get... Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3.
Nail. Bowl. Ah, fuck. No, don't look. Okay, okay, hang on. Okay. I got one.
I don't. Okay. Hold on. 1, 2, 3.
Color.
Tool.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Color tool.
Come on.
You... Hold on. Okay.
I'm going to do something where I don't know if I'm allowed to do it, but I'm going to do it. I think it's a one word. Okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Paintbrush.
Yeah! See? Okay. All right.
One more. Because I said the two word thing, though.
No. I did think paintbrush, but then I
was just
going to
say brush.
And I was going to say paint.
See?
Okay.
I hate
what
this.
What did I have to do? 1, 2, 3.
Phone.
Waffle.
Aww.
Oh, no. No, I can't, because that would...
I literally don't know. Okay, you're going to be mad at me.
1, 2, 3.
Appliance. Brunch. What?
I don't know. This just happened. Did you say appliance?
Yeah.
I'm sure. Appliance and brunch.
Oh, okay.
Can't go back.
Wait, what? No, let's go. Appliance and brunch. I swear to God, Greta.
What? No.
There's like one answer.
There's not.
Are you ready?
There's not.
Are you ready?
No, because I can't.
We're not gonna get it.
1, 2, 3.
Waffle.
What? You can't go back. Waffle?
She goes, we can't go back. Waffle. What happened?
I'm so sure that was straight. You were going in.
Well, you were
so rough.
Run appliance. At least kitchen. We're starting over.
Okay.
All right.
Starting fresh. Starting over.
Yeah, okay.
New.
Okay.
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 1, 2, 3.
Blanket.
Ice. 1, 2, 3.
Cold.
Yeah!
We just have to go into a crisis first.
We had to be so wrong. Brie had to get a little mad. We could just move on.
So can I tell you what I was gonna say?
Yes.
Fire. First. Instead of my first word.
Yeah.
Glad
you went that way, because if I said blanket, you said fire. What?
Warm.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
But we wouldn't have.
No.
Mm-mm. I'm done now.
Uh-huh. That was fun. Little palate cleanser.
No.
No. To what? From what? I don't know.
It just makes me mad.
I've been on one all day, and then I just hit my wall.
Yeah.
Well,
do you want to wrap up with saying some Christmas plans this year?
Yeah. You want to start? What do you want to do?
I've made it so I don't have to do anything Christmas morning other than be with my family at home.
Aw, I love that.
Because we usually do like a brunch here, but we're doing brunch Christmas Eve instead. And I'm excited.
I love that. Yep. It feels good to like know you don't have to like go anywhere.
Yeah. We'll still have to do like dinner and stuff other places, but
I tried
to be offended, but I burped.
Now I'm offended. I love that though.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I mean, we'll do Christmas the Sunday before.
Mm-hmm.
But
just get pizza.
Pizza. I'm doing. What are we? I actually don't know.
No salt plans.
No salt plans, and I almost kind of like it.
Yeah.
I mean, with the like, we'll do Christmas morning. Like, Chloe.
Yeah.
This is her first year like, no, like, not believing in Santa. Mm-hmm. So she is the keeper of the secret, and so she's very excited because for Christmas morning, she's gonna actually wake Oliver up with her.
That's super fun.
And bring him down and, like, look at the tree. He's gonna be stoked. And then she'll say, do you want to go get Mommy and Daddy? He'll go say, Mommy and Daddy's room? And then he'll come and wake us up. Nice. And we're just at the liberty of how he is that day. Nice. You know, we typically do, like, a brunch at my parents' house Christmas Day after, or, like, a late lunch.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve, I think, might go to my parents', but typically I, like, make a ham.
Yeah.
And
just hang.
That's it.
Cool.
Nothing crazy. I love Christmas time. Mm-hmm. I feel like I haven't watched a lot of, like, Christmas movies. I feel like
the played them in the background.
Yeah.
I haven't really sat and watched one.
Mm-hmm. I think the impending doom of, like, our future is just kind of, like, it's kind of snuffing the holiday spirit. But I feel more in holiday spirit than the last couple years.
Suppose I'm in the lobby.
I texted her. I said, hey, text me when you're getting changed. So we're going to wrap this up now.
She goes, I'm outside. I love her.
Well, we're going to wrap it up.
All right.
All right. Bye, Bree.
Bye, Greta.